above the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland.
Although Muriel Markham, the paralyzed girl of Coolabah, is slowly dying, Bonaparte has not yet given up all hope of saving her. Elawali, the Aboriginal chieftain who disappeared after Captain Loveacre's aeroplane crash, is the only man who may possibly be able to restore her to health. In Gurner's hotel, Boney has just made a dramatic telephone call to Sergeant Cox, instructing him to relieve Burl Saunders, the exchange operator, from duty. He has also persuaded Jack Johnson, the hotel yardman, to admit that Illawarra is hidden in the hotel.
Jack Johnson, you are telling the truth. Illawarra is downstairs in the store cellar.
Yes, boss. I no tell lie.
He's lying. That wretched nigger ain't on my premises, I tell you. If he is, well, that black devil there must have sneaked him into my
cellar. Quiet, please, Mr. Gurner. You, Bill Sykes and Shut Eye, make Jack Johnson show you where Illawarra is and then bring him here.
I won't have it. You can't do that. You ain't got no warrant.
Go on, you two. What are you waiting for?
All right, Bonnie. We are.
All right. I show you. But I no good job, boss.
You can't search my house without a warrant.
Permit me to remind you, Mr. Gurner, that your premises are open to the police at any time. I will also remind you that you would be well advised to confess all you know about the kidnapping of Illawarra.
I tell you, I know nothing about it.
We shall see about that. Oh, good heavens.
Here, old Illawarra, Bart.
Is he dead, Shut Eye?
No, Bart. He no dead. All Illawarra, he been drinking too much.
We find him in booth cellar. He told to drink all he liked.
By Jove, this is serious. Put him down on the floor, you two. Now, let us have a look at him.
I don't know anything about this, Mr. Werner.
No, you wouldn't.
Jack Johnson, he say Gurner and Mr. Kane took old Illawarra down into cellar.
Mr. Kane?
Yeah, Jack Johnson, he say Mr. Kane, he bring him old Illawarra in car. They took Illawarra down cellar, and Mr. Kane, him say, drink up old Illawarra and stay on here until Boney comes.
It's all lies. Anyhow, if it ain't lies, and Mr. Kane did put him in me cellar, then he'll have to pay for all the grog, that's all. I didn't know he was down there. Why, I ain't been down there for a week.
Jack Johnson, him say, you and Mr. Kane took her down old Illawarra.
Mr. Bonaparte, don't you believe him?
Ain't that all correct, Jack Johnson?
Too right. All that happened, Boss Boney, Mr. Bonaparte.
Stay there, Gurner. I will answer it. Hello?
Oh, is that you, Boney?
Yes.
Sergeant Cox, yeah. Well, Mr. Watts wants to speak to
you. Yes, put him on, will you?
All right, Mr. Bonaparte, will you please tell me what all this is about, Miss Saunders? Sergeant Cox has asked me to suspend her from duty.
Yes, that is right, Mr. Watts. He did so upon my instructions.
But Miss Saunders has given me no grounds for dismissing her. I don't understand it. I can't do that without some reason. Miss Saunders has always been most satisfactory.
Then let me put it this way, Mr. Watts. I thought it better to have you suspend the girl than to have Sergeant Cox arrest her.
Arrest her?
Yes, you see, the local prison has only two cells. One of them is already occupied, and there is someone else I want to put in the other one.
Thank heavens. Is it as serious as all that?
Yes, it is.
All right, then, I'll do as you suggest.
Your wife can fill the post pro tem, can she not, Mr. Watts?
Yes. But I hope you will give me some valid reason later on.
Of course.
I'm very afraid there'll be a department trouble over this.
Never mind. I will arrange that. Now, would you please ask Sergeant Cox to speak?
Yes, sir. He's here now.
Hello, Boney.
I shall need your assistance, Sergeant. Very soon now. Has Miss Saunders left the post office yet?
Yes, she's just going out of the door. What's she done?
I told you of my suspicions before, Sergeant. You remember the leakage in the telephone?
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, I want you to arrange a warrant for the arrest of Owen Oliver.
Owen Oliver? On what charge?
On a charge of having destroyed an aeroplane, the property of Captain Loveacre.
What's that? Oh, very well.
I would like you to arrest him as soon as you can, Sergeant. Be careful, though. You had better go prepared for violence.
All right, you leave it to me. I'll soon fix him if he makes trouble. Anything else?
Yes. How are the weather conditions at Coolabah?
Pretty bad.
I want to drive there now. Which would be the better trek? By Faraway Bore or by Tinto?
Oh, by Tinto. The Faraway Bore trek's impossible now. The river's rising, you know.
Thank you. And would you please ring up Mr. Nettlefold and tell him I'm leaving for Coolabah immediately.
Right you are. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, Shut-Eye, and you, Bill Sykes, carry Illawalla out to my truck.
All right, boss.
Say, Bart, he's plenty heavy fella.
All right, take your time. Jack Johnson, open the door for them.
Yes, boss Boney. I open the door now.
Mr. Gurner, have you a screwdriver?
There's one under the counter. Here you are.
Thank you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take the telephone off the wall.
Well, what's the idea?
Just so that you can't ring Mr. Kane and talk about the weather.
We're nearly at Tintaroo now, Boney.
Yes, that is the roof of the homestead over there beyond the trees.
Yes, boss, that's it.
How is Illawalla, Bill Sykes? Can you see into the back?
Yes, boss. He look very sick yet, but Shut-Eye, him look after him, all right?
Good. Hello, what is this car coming towards us?
It go plenty fast, boss. Look at that dust. Here, you take a care it no run into us.
By heavens, it's driving straight at us. Curse the fellow. I will have to pull him to the side.
Phew! He drive like madman, that fella.
It is John Kane.
I know, see, boss. Too much of dust. But he in plenty hurry go somewhere.
Yes, I wonder where he's going.
Perhaps he hear you come to Tintaroo, Boney. He no want to see you, eh?
Yes, I think you are right, Bill Sykes. Oh, well, it is useless trying to follow him.
Yes, boss. This old truck no catch up with that car. He too fast, eh?
I am going to stop at Tintaroo. I turn into the side track here, eh, Bill Sykes?
That right, boss. In here.
Good. Now hold tight. We have got to drive as fast as we can. Come on, you two. Leave Illawalla in the truck. I'm going into Mr. Kane's office. Yeah. Why? The door is locked.
Him take your key, boss, eh?
Never mind. It is a very flimsy door. We will break it open. Ready? Come on now.
I push too, boss. Right.
There, that is done it.
Too right, Bertie. We go in, eh?
Yes, and now for the telephone. By Jove, the wires have been cut. Quick, Shut-Eye, fetch me the telephone I took from Gurney's hotel.
All right, Bob.
There we are. It did not take very long to fix the telephone up again. Hello? Golden Dawn Police Station?
Yes, Constable Roberts here.
This is Inspector Bonaparte, Constable. Where is Sergeant Cox?
He's gone out to Windy Creek, Inspector.
Yes, to arrest Owen Oliver. Constable, I want you to act immediately.
Yes, Inspector.
Jump on that motorcycle of yours and ride as fast as you can towards Tintaroo. You will meet Mr. Kane on the road. He has just left Tintaroo in his car. If you do not meet him before you reach the Coolabah track, make sure he has not turned down there.
Yes, the Coolabah track.
If he has gone towards Coolabah, go after him. If not, block the road with fallen timber. On all accounts, you must stop him.
And what am I to do then?
Arrest him.
Arrest him, Inspector? On what charge?
On a charge of having stolen Captain Lovacre's monoplane.
Well, I'm glad. Special instructions, Inspector?
Yes, certainly. Hold him until I reach you. Don't waste a moment. It is imperative that you reach the road junction before he does.
Right, Inspector. My bike's outside.
Off you go, then. Good luck. Now for Coolabah. Let me see you. 3 short reads. Hello? Hello? Coolabah Homestead?
Yes. Dr. Knowles here.
Oh, splendid, Doctor. It is Boney here.
Yes, Boney?
Where is Mr. Nettlefold?
I don't know, Boney. Out in one of the paddocks, I think.
What wretched luck. Never mind. You will do just as well, Doctor. I believe John Kane is making for Coolabah to do your patient some mischief.
John Kane?
Yes. I have just ordered Constable Lovett to meet Kane on the road and to arrest him. But unless Lovett reaches the road junction first, I am afraid he may miss him. Now, I want someone from Coolabah to stop him before he reaches the homestead. Oh, it is most unfortunate Nettlefold is out.
Ted Sharp is here. He has a car.
I am a little uneasy about Ted Sharp. However, I suppose I shall have to take the chance with him.
You can trust him, Bernie. I'll stake my life on that.
All right. Will you go with him?
Yes. What do you want us to do?
Drive towards the main road and stop Kane if you see him. He is driving like the devil. On no account Must you let him pass?
Leave that to me, Boney.
Good man. I have no hope of overtaking him myself.
You can rely on Ted and me. We'll fix Kane between us.
All right. You had better take a gun, Doctor. Kane is quite likely to use one.
Fine. Oh, by the way, Boney, is Illawarra with you?
Yes.
I hear the Diamantina is rising. You'd better hurry if you want to reach Coolabah.
I am coming straight away. Now get away. Goodbye.
You'll finish him now, Bart.
Yes. Come along. Bill Sykes, open my suitcase. It is in the back of my truck. And give me the pistol.
All right, boss.
Now then, jump into the truck. We must make a fast journey. Shut-Eye.
Yeah, Bart?
Stand up in the back, will you? I want you to keep a lookout for Mr. Kane's car.
All right, Bart. I look see good now from topside here.
As soon as you see that car, let me know. Kane is quite liable to fire on us if we overtake him.
Here is Diamantina, boss. No track here. We go up, down, over rock and sand.
Yes, I know, Bill Sykes. I have made this journey before.
That's the worst part ahead of us. See? We go down dry riverbed. No?
Boney, you stop him here. Turn around, Boney. We now can drive further on this.
What is the matter, Shut-Eye?
The river, Boney. It'll flood. We now can pass. Look.
Great heavens, you are right. We are done for. We must turn back.
No can do, Boney. Look here behind. The river come up there, too.
Then we must swim for it.